let's light this rocket. We're underway for 2023, and it's going to go to Sims at the 10. He'll cut outside the hash marks and get taken down at around the 22-23-yard line on the play. Stampeders down there quickly to force the issue, so not a big return for the Elks. They'll start inside their own 25-yard line. This one is from the 37-yard line for Faithful. Global player from England, former soccer player. Ball is down, kick is up, and he's one for one in his CFL career. There's the snap to Stevens. Settles in the pocket, then throws, and he goes deep downfield, and that's intercepted by the Elks, who take over, and it is picked off, and it's going to be Elks football after the interception by Marlo-Sean Franklin. One of the best in the business, one of the best all time, as he'll attempt from 39 here. It's a 3-3 tie. Stampeders and the Edmonton Elks have traded field goals.
Oh, look at this.
Deep one downfield. That's complete. Touchdown. And they're up, Edmonton. Touchdown, Elks. We had to wait a while, but we're finally taking the first pie out of the oven, and the Elks have scored the first touchdown of the game, and they now take the lead. I think that's Morris French on the far side. Convert is good. It's a 10-3 lead. Elks up by 7 here on the Calgary Stampeders as we approach halftime here in Calgary. We're under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Elks with a 10-3 lead over Calgary. Tommy Stevens still at quarterback. He's got Peyton Logan in the backfield with him. He takes the drop. Logan will protect while Stevens throws. He's got a man open in the end zone. There it is. Touchdown, Calgary. Taking advantage of that right away as Calgary strikes quickly with a pass to Clark Barnes.
We are tied.
Convert is good. We're even, Stevens. That's Tommy Stevens, who threw the touchdown pass. Adji the snap. There's the kick. It is up and
wide.
He missed it. And that brings the first half to an end. So he had the distance, that's for sure, but not the accuracy on the play. And it's a missed field goal attempt on the last play of the first half by Dean Faithful. He does get a single. 11-10 is the score. We're at the half here in Calgary. The Elks lead the Calgary Stampeders. Brendan Escott and Blake Dermott coming up next. It is an 11-10 lead. Elks over the Stampeders. The sky's a little cloudy, but it's much brighter now. The lightning has stopped, and after a long, long delay, we're going to get this game underway coming up in about 5 minutes' time, I believe, from the 23-yard line. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is through. Faithful now 2-for-3 on the game. And the Elks lead is now 4 points after a 23-yard field goal by Dean Faithful. And Campbell Fair is out to kick this field goal for the Stampeders. And he hits it and draws them to within one. 14-13 the score. Fair with the field goal. There's the snap. Bonner will pull it away from Mills. He'll roll to the right side. He'll throw to the end zone. He's got a man open. And that's nice starting position for Logan Bonner, because he goes right to the end zone on his first play, and it's a touchdown, and it's a touchdown for Edmonton's very own, I'm going to say this slowly, Luther Hakanavanhu, McNally Tiger, former McNally Tiger. He gets the touchdown for the Stampeders, and they take the lead. If they can get it in from the one after the pass interference on the two-point convert attempt. Going to be handed off, and there's the signal. They're in for the two-point convert, and that'll make it 21-14. Second and 8. There's the handoff to Girard. Does he get to the end zone? Stampeders players say touchdown. Now the officials do as well. 27-17. Stamps score 6 to increase their lead. Here's Loxley's going to the end zone, and that's a touchdown. Touchdown into the end zone, and a nice catch. And the Elks are still breathing here. And this first preseason game is over. The Elks led for a lot of it, but couldn't hold on as the Stampeders beat them in the second half, more specifically in the fourth quarter. 29-24, the final score of the Stampeders over the Edmonton Elks.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.